Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families is closely tracking the rollout of the Affordable Care Act in Arkansas, in both the marketplace and under the private option. Last week, AACF held a press conference in Little Rock to release some very good news. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich brings us this story.
Anna Strong is Director of Health Policy at Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families.
25,000 children in Arkansas have gained coverage over the past 8 months, as their caregivers are getting coverage under the Affordable Care Act and the Arkansas private option.
Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families has been affecting policy reform at the state level since forming in 1977 in the realms of child protection, health, education, and economic security, and most notably, bringing to fruition Arkansas Kids First, Our Kids First, a health insurance program for poverty-level children.
In 1997, when Act 407 created the Our Kids First program, which expanded health coverage for Arkansas children up to 200% of the federal poverty level. And that, you know, at that point in time, there were about 22% of Arkansas children lacked health insurance. And starting the Our Kids First program, and then over time, Our Kids First became kind of the umbrella name for Medicaid and CHIP coverage, which is coverage for higher-income children.
And of 25,000 newly insured children, many were qualified for Our Kids First.
And then about 22,000 kids, a little more than 22,000 kids enrolled who were already eligible for Our Kids First. And then we also have about 2,500 children who enrolled in new plans through the marketplace in Arkansas. And those are the subsidized private insurance plans that children whose families earn more than the income cutoff for Our Kids First can apply for and enroll in.
Anna Strong's published her findings in a new report released last week by Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families titled Kids Health Coverage in 2014. The report reflects how the Affordable Care Act marketplace and Medicaid expansion in Arkansas, known as the private option, are affecting children's health care coverage.
So the private option is coverage for adults that are 19 to 64. And we know that prior to the passage of the Arkansas private option, Arkansas had some of the most restrictive eligibility for Medicaid in the country. It was very, very difficult for parents and other caregivers to access affordable health insurance if they didn't already have it through their job. Arkansas Medicaid did not cover childless adults, and for a parent to qualify for Medicaid coverage prior to the private option, a parent in a family of four would have to earn less than about $4,000 a year, which is 17% of the federal poverty level. And that's $4,000 a year. I'll just repeat that for emphasis. And that was the cutoff for parents to be able to access Medicaid coverage. So the private option has brought the reality and the promise of affordable health coverage to, you know, more than 150,000 Arkansas adults already. And the benefit that brings to children is kind of twofold. Number one, we are, as we stated in our press conference, seeing children get covered along with their parents. And that is a big win. Arkansas did an effort called SNAP facilitated enrollment, which is where they Arkansas DHS looked at their food assistance, their SNAP files, and they said, who is enrolled in SNAP that does not have health coverage through the state? And they sent out letters and said, you're eligible for the private option. And we know that about 65,000 adults enrolled that way, and about 3,000 kids enrolled along with their parents. So that was great. So that's kind of the first win. Kids are getting coverage along with their parents. Secondly, we also know that families are becoming more economically secure. And we know that one of the leading causes of bankruptcy is medical expenses. And about 62% of bankruptcies in Arkansas or in the United States involve some sort of medical debt. And so the more economic security we can bring to families, you know, we know that that's even better for kids. And so the private option is definitely a win for kids in several different ways when you look at the big picture. And we're excited to see so many adults getting coverage here in Arkansas as well.
In her report, Anna Strong says even though poverty levels continue to rise in Arkansas as a result of the Great Recession, the number of uninsured children has decreased.
Yes, and I think that just speaks to the the fact that Our Kids First is there for families when they have a rough time. You know, if an adult loses a job during a recession, that we know that Our Kids First is there for children. And the great thing about Our Kids First is that it does cover working families, middle-income families. The new income level for a family of three is about $43,000. A family of three, their children can qualify for Our Kids First up to $42,746, which is, you know, a working family, yes, but a lot of times health insurance is so expensive that if families don't have access to that through work, then it's just unaffordable in the private market. But we know Our Kids First has been there through the recession as families' job situations may have changed.
But what about that 5.9% of Arkansas children who remain uninsured? Who are they, and why is that?
We know that Hispanic children and not the non-Hispanic other group, which does include Marshallese children and other Asian and Pacific Islanders, those children are much more likely to be uninsured than white or black children in Arkansas. And so there are those disparities, but we also know that immigrant children are much, much more likely to be uninsured than native citizens as well. More than 62% of foreign-born immigrant children are uninsured, which is in stark contrast to the citizen children as well. So the good news is that Arkansas has something that we can do. More than half of the states have already done this, and we can implement the Immigrant Child Health Improvement Act, or IKEA, as it's sometimes called, which allows Arkansas to cover children who are in the United States lawfully. But right now there is a 5-year bar for immigrant children before they can get coverage. You have to wait 5 years to get coverage, which is, in our opinion, too long to wait. And additionally, Marshallese children, because of their special status as a migrant family, they are not ever eligible, even after 5 years, for Our Kids First. So, but taking this option, which is a very simple administrative change the state could do, would allow several thousand Marshallese and legal immigrant children to get health coverage through Our Kids First.
And many uninsured children live right here in Northwest Arkansas.
It is interesting. When we look at Benton County, for example, 8.2% of children in Benton County lack health insurance. And if we look at Washington County, we're at 8.1%. And that's when our state average is closer to 5.9%. So, we are seeing a part of the state that we normally think of as very prosperous that still has high rates of uninsured children.
The cover of Anna Strong's report, Kids Health Coverage, in 2014 shows a little girl getting a shot, looking straight into the camera with a smile. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can read the Kids Health Coverage in 2014 report at aradvocates.org.